So here at Living Beyond Limits, we really talk about two things. One, we talk about making the world a better place and how we make the world a better place, how we do through our thoughts and our intentions and our words and our choices and our actions. And then the second thing we most often talk about is how to make our lives better, how to make our lives more peaceful and more love-filled and more fulfilling and richer and more abundant. And both of those things actually are born out of applying spirituality to our lives, about living a spiritual life. And so today I'm talking about both of those things. I'm talking about creating something wonderful in our lives, creating something wonderful in the world. Because I know that every single one of us here wants to live a deeply satisfying life. We want to live a life that feels rich and satisfying and is filled with the things that we deem to be good. We want to live a life that is joy-filled and love-filled and has an abundance of those good things. And we don't just want that for ourselves. We really want that for everyone. Of course, we want that for our family and our friends and our loved ones, but we also want that for the people that we don't know and the people that we probably will never know. We want that for the people in the United States and the people in Mexico and in Africa and in Asia and Central America and South America and Europe. We want that for everybody to have a rich and a satisfying and a fulfilling life that is filled with what they deem to be good. We want to create the life of our heartfelt desires. And we want the world to reflect our heartfelt desires for the world. Is it just me, or is that what you want too? Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things that supports us in creating a life of our heartfelt desires and creating a world that matches those heartfelt desires is knowing and remembering, in the words of Ernest Holmes, that back of all desire is the impulse of spirit to express. Back of all desire, the desires of your heart, is the impulse of spirit to express. One of the reason that we have those desires of our heart, those heart longing, those heartfelt desires, is because it is that infinite love intelligence of the universe desiring through us. It is that urge of spirit, that creative intelligence to express itself. And it does that by means of us and by means of those heartfelt desires. And so the particular desires that you have, those things that are knocking at your heart and knocking at your soul to bring into this world, whether it's a new job or whether it's to live in a new location, or whether it's to travel, or to get married, or to have a family, or even just to make a new recipe, it's all still that creative urge of the universe, of God, to express more fully in this world as expansion, as your expanded life. When your life is expanded in any way, that means that infinite presence is getting to express in a fuller way by means of you. And so whether it's a personal desire or even a desire of something that you have for this world, say for women to have equal pay or for all children to feel safe and to feel cared for or to have pristine lakes and streams or to have world peace, or for all schools to have enough school supplies for all of their children, all of those are that same desire of the universe, of life itself, of that infinite potential of the universe seeking to unfold itself. That's what those desires are born out of. That creative urge of the universe seeks to unfold itself through you and through me by means of you and I. And so I read a story this week. It was such a great depiction of that desire coming into fruition. Because, you know, I tell you all the time, your job is to know the what it is that you want to have, and to keep your attention and your focus on the what, and to take the next step that's in front of you. Your job isn't to know the how. That's the universe takes care of the how. You just listen for your own inner guidance as what to do, and you take the next step. And so this story says, the Las Vegas City Council approved a measure to allow parking tickets to be paid with school supplies between June 19th and July 19th. Quote, any supplies taken in by the city through the program will be donated to the Teacher Exchange, a nonprofit that is associated with the Public Education Foundation, a press release from the city said. Anyone with a parking infraction in the city of Las Vegas between June 19th and July 19th can pay off their tickets by bringing in new unwrapped school supplies of greater or equal value to the parking services office, and it has the address, 500 South Main Street. This must be done within 30 days of the citation date, and a purchase receipt with the donation is required, the city said. In addition, only non-public safety citations are eligible for this program, and there's a list. Pencils and paper and erasers and pens and storage bins and rulers and scissors, yada, yada. In 2016, the city council adopted an ordinance authorizing the establishment of this occasional program, allowing for charitable donations in lieu of payments for parking fines. Is that awesome? That was born out of someone's desire for the children of that city to have enough school supplies. They couldn't have imagined, the people that said, I want to make this happen, that that's exactly what would unfold and what would happen. They held on to the what and had a vision and took the steps, and the city council voted this in to make this happen. It's amazing. Born out of someone's desire. And I know there are people that are in my life and people here that sometimes say things like, you know, I want this thing, but it just hasn't happened yet. How do I know that God actually wants me to have this thing? Well, Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook, in demonstrating over conditions, that means in manifesting something in your life that isn't already present, the only inquiry we need to make are, do the things we want lend themselves to a constructive program? Do they express a more abundant life, rob no one, create no delusions, and express a greater degree of livingness? If we are able to answer these questions affirmatively, then all the power of the universe is back of our program. If it is money, houses, automobiles, land, stocks, bonds, dresses, shirts, or shoestrings, all of these which come from the same source, there can be nothing either in the law or in the spirit back of the law to deny us the right to the greatest possible expression of life. If it robs no one, if it leads to a greater degree of livingness, the entire universe supports you in having it and in doing it and in being it. And knowing that opens us up to allow that to flow into our lives more easily and more effortlessly. So what I say is, if there's something that you want in your life, don't give up on it. Keep working towards it. What it says to me is, if you haven't yet manifested, there's just something that needs to be revealed, something that needs to be known, some idea that needs to be adopted, some idea that needs to be let go of. There's just something that is working itself out. So keep working towards it. And as those things come up, let them go or adopt them, but don't let go of your dream. Keep working towards it. And so one of the reasons that people don't, that we don't continue to pursue our dreams or to pursue them in the first place, is because we forget that we are partnered by that infinite presence. We forget that we are partnered by infinite intelligence and by infinite power. That is our partner in manifesting it, in bringing that into the world. And when we forget that we are partnered with that presence, what we do then is that we think we have to go it on our own. We think we have to figure it out. We think we have to manipulate things. We think we have to make things happen, that we have to do it all ourselves. The people that desired school supplies for children didn't have to do it all themselves. The second thing that stops us from pursuing those dreams is fear. Fear that we don't know how, fear that it might be scary, fear that someone might laugh at us, fear that we might fail, fear that we don't have what it takes, or just the big, huge one, fear of the unknown. Does that ever stop you, fear of the unknown? In the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, my very favorite idea out of that book is every time someone does something new, they feel fear. I thought I was the only one. I had no idea that everybody felt fear when they did something new. And what she says is oftentimes what happens is we wait for the fear to go away. We say, I'll do it after I'm not afraid any longer. But that isn't the way it works. The fear only goes away after we do the thing that we've done. And so what happens is we have this comfort zone, and every time we step out of our comfort zone, we feel afraid. And then we do the thing in spite of the fear, and guess what? The comfort zone gets bigger. That part is no longer scary. And then we step out again in our fear anyway, and the comfort zone gets bigger and bigger and bigger. As you've seen in your own life, as you've grown in your life and done all the things that you've done, they all build on each other. Ernest Holmes says that fear is a lie and a fraud because it denies the divine presence. Remember, you are partnered by infinite intelligence. You are partnered by infinite potential. That's what's partnering you in bringing your desires to life and your dreams. And then the third thing that stops us is our littleness gets in the way. We think we aren't enough. We think we don't have what it takes. I'm not big enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not old enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not strong enough, whatever it is that you say, that littleness gets away, gets in our way. But when that littleness gets in your way, you've forgotten who you are. That you are an individuation of that infinite presence. You are an incarnation of spirit. And all that it is, that means you already contain all the qualities and all the characteristics of that which you have come from. You're an individuation of it, imbued with those qualities. And so Ernest Holmes also says in the Science of Mind textbook, the universe exists for the expression of spirit. And human beings exist for self-expression because they are the expressions of spirit. That's what I'm saying. Spirit yearns to express in this world, and it expresses through us. And the greater our expression, the greater its expression is. That's how it works. We are here to create something wonderful. We are here to create something magnificent. We are here to create this beautiful, wondrous, fulfilling, and satisfying life, each and every single one of us. And so when you let go of your littleness, and when you know that you are partnered by the divine, partnered by infinite intelligence, partnered by infinite power, then you're able to step through that fear and make the things that are important to you real in your life. And so I have a video to show today. Did you make it happen? Oh, awesome. We have a little short video we're going to watch. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. And so really, those parents, their desire was for their daughter to succeed and to fit in and to belong. And so they trusted that that was going to happen. They listened to their own inner guidance. Where is the best place for her? And took that step. and let the universe take care of the details of the how, they could never have imagined all those kids would learn sign language and all those kids that it would be so important for them for her to belong and to fit in. But that's how it works. We hold on to a dream, and we know that we're partnered by that intelligence and wisdom of the universe that it's desiring through us. We step through our fear, and we just take the next step and do what is ours to do. I love that story. And so my invitation to you is to remind yourself that the entire universe is supporting you right now in bringing those deepest heartfelt longings and those desires into this world. It's desiring through you to do that. Everything that is meaningful, that is deeply meaningful to you, those desires came out of the very heart of the divine. Those desires come out of your own spirit, out of your own soul, which is one and the same essence as that divine presence. Know that you are supported and that you are partnered by that infinite intelligence, by that creative force of the universe that has created everything in this universe by becoming everything that is. It's seeking to become those things that you long for through you. Remember that there is one source, that there is one substance, and that is the source and substance that everything is made of, including all of the things in your life and the things that have yet to come into your life. That those qualities and those characteristics of the divine already exist within you right now, and that that one is the very fabric of your life. It is the fabric of life itself. And remember, if it harms no one, if it robs no one, and if it expresses a greater degree of livingness than all the universe is back of that to bring that into the world. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Just take the next step that's right in front of you. Step into and through your fear and just take the next step. Then you'll be creating that life of your heartfelt desires, and then you'll be creating something wonderful. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of awakening to that divine presence that fills your life and that fills you and that is expressing itself through you in this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so I just breathe into that presence that is right here, that one presence and one power and one life and one creative force and one love intelligence that fills this entire universe. For I know that everything is imbued with this one. For this one is that which everything has come from, and it is that which supports and maintains and sustains this entire universe. It is also that one creative love intelligence that is continuously pouring itself forth as this material world. And that it is pouring itself forth through you and through me as those heartfelt desires, as those longings of our spirit, the longings of our soul to bring something greater into our own lives and into this world. And so today, we trust that that is the case. We trust that we are partnered by that one. And we open ourselves and we listen for our inner guidance. And we do whatever the next step is before us. And in comes rushing the creative intelligence of this universe, that it guides us and it guards us and it opens the way before us on this path that we walk. What a blessing it is to be in recognition that I am living this life in God, that we are each living this life in God, living this life of God. And so I know that right now there is a blessing that is pouring itself out into our lives as the fruition of these heartfelt desires. For we are absolutely on the path and taking the next step, and that good is unfolding through us, around us, as us, and in our lives. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for all of this, that I release this prayer and I simply allow it to be, knowing that it is unfolding itself in this moment now. And I say, and so it is.